Feed on the diet of Savior. If you are not fed with this diet, you can't rise. God is about to do something with our generation. Men who are sold out to God, men who are on fire, men whose eyes are fire, men whose feet are wings. We are the ones turning water to wine. We are the ones opening dry eyes. We are the ones healing the sick. And God said, I need something done on the earth. But Eliata, and he took him. In you and your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
It's Glory Cloud 10th meeting 2018 with Pastor Caris E. Amirels.
Testify. Oh boy, the word of God yesterday came with fire. My God, how many of you were around? All right, we just have a point left. We talked about following God's blueprints for your life. Feed on the diet of saviors. Number three, fellowship in prayer. Number four, fight. Fight the good fight of faith. You remember? Fight. I said life has no mercy on timid people. Life is cruel on people that are timid. If your gas and your give up threshold is low, you will suffer in life. But God has instructed us to fight. Hallelujah. If you feel your territory is too small, you fight. If you feel the result you are seeing, it's not what you want to see, what do you do? Fight. Hallelujah. I'm going to go into the message of today. I'm not done talking about fighting. But let me just show you one scripture. I go into the message of today. If we have time, we'll visit there. So fight the good fight of faith. And the last one is flow in praise and rejoicing. But I'll leave all that and then touch on what we have to handle today. We need to talk about the rise of financial saviors. We need to talk about money and prosperity this morning. Oh, am I in the right church? Am I in the right church? I said we are talking about money and prosperity this morning. Hallelujah. Alright, but before we get into that, let me show you scripture. Joshua chapter 19, verse 47. You feel you are constrained, you feel you are limited. Joshua 19, verse 47. You feel you are constrained. Glory, shout, amen. You feel caged, you feel your portion right now is too small. This is what to do. Can we read, everyone? Is that King James? Joshua chapter 19, verse 47. Verse 47. Is everybody there? Open your Bible. You like this scripture? It says, and the coast of the children of Dan went too little for them. So, no money. The money is too small. The house you are staying is too small. Do you understand? Business is too small. Ministry is too small. What should you do? Therefore, the children of Dan went up to fight. They went up to fight. They fought against Leshem. They took it and smote it with the edge of the sword and possessed it and dwelt therein and called Leshem Dan after the name of Dan their father. If I'm not ready to take what belongs to you, this is what saviors do. The land is too small, you fight. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. Put Amplified Translation very fast. Amplified Translation. And from the days of John the Baptist until the present time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you guys hungry this morning? Until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assaults. And the violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. Your portion in the kingdom is a precious prize. a share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. You have a share in the kingdom. You have a share in the kingdom. Well, let me talk to these people. You guys are not responding. You have a share in the kingdom. Hallelujah. You know you are in the middle row. You are closest to me. So, are you ready to talk? Are you ready to respond to God's word? You have a share in this kingdom. And it says this share is gotten with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Don't sit down and complain. Don't sit down and give excuses. Go out and fight. Use God's prophetic word over you and fight. You say, Lord, this is what you say in your word. This is what I must see. Nothing less. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, if we can't finish today, I'll continue some other time. The rise of financial saviors. That's the talk for today. The rise of financial saviors. The rise of financial saviors. The rise of financial saviors. To attempt to make an impact. To attempt to deliver your generation. To attempt to be what God wants you to be without understanding, accepting, and functioning in prosperity. It is frustrating. It is frustrating, trust me. Except you want to settle for little. Except you want to settle for the status quo. Except you want to settle for the average life. And there's nothing like that. There's no class called average. Average men are decorated poor men. It's still poverty with some decoration. You're either rich or poor. You want to fulfill your God-given destiny? You need to understand prosperity. You need to accept prosperity. You need to flow in prosperity. Listen. A broke man cannot fulfill God's destiny for his life. Quote me. This is, you know, I'm sounding harsh, but that's the truth. Those who thought it was a joke when I got into ministry, they understood that prosperity is not a joke. Without money, your dreams will be like an aircraft, old aircraft in the parking, what, in the hangar that never flies. Old aircraft in the hangar that never flies. Great dreams. The Lord has told me to do this. The Lord has sent me to do this. I want to help people. Prosperity gives you the leverage to help people. Prosperity gives you the to help people. Money is a tool for the fulfillment of God's vision for your life. So when we talk about prosperity, we are not talking about carnal affinity for materialism. We are not talking about having a desire to satisfy your body and your flesh. No. We are talking about a tool for the fulfillment of God's vision for your life. So you better sit down and understand prosperity. And accept prosperity. Hallelujah. Fulfill God's dream for your life without understanding prosperity, without accepting prosperity, without flowing in prosperity. Money is a tool for the fulfillment of God's vision. I want you to note the following. To rise in prosperity, I want you to understand the following. Number one, financial prosperity is God's perfect will for you. Financial prosperity is God's perfect will for you. Quickly put up Psalm 35, verse 27. Listen, why is this important? If your heart doesn't agree with this, you cannot prosper. You have to settle. That's where we'll start this morning. God's will for you is prosperity. If you still have that thing in your heart, when they shout money comment, you said, oh, you see, this is what we are saying. Well, this 21st century church, must they talk about money? You are a hypocrite. The same money that you work for, that takes your time from morning till evening, sometimes weekend, to get more money? Listen, if you don't learn about money in the house of God teaching you about it, there's no middle zone. I say that again. If you are not learning money from the lips of the master, from the word of God, from church, Satan is already teaching you about money. It could be unconscious, but he's teaching you. And your actions will show that your understanding about finances, your understanding about money is from the world system. There's a world system of money. There's a way Babylon thinks about money. There's a way the system of the world operates as it relates to money. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But there's the way the kingdom operates as it relates to money. There are provisions in our kingdom for financial prosperity. You have to believe it. God's will for his children is prosperity. Settle it. You are more holier than God. Did you ever read about heaven? How is heaven? The Bible says the streets are gold. You hear God say the cattle upon the thousand hills are mine. The silver is mine. The gold is mine. The earth is mine, and the fullness thereof. That is your father. How could someone believe God, say God is his father, and not believe in prosperity? What the contradiction. And then they feel uncomfortable when you talk about money in church. Listen, Satan did not create anything. All he does is to pervert it. If you have been around a little, you should understand what I just said. For example, sex is God's creation, but Satan perverted it. Prosperity is God's concept. Are you listening to me? In your heart, you see, you can say, ah, it's good, God wants us to prosper. And somewhere in your heart, because of this foolish talk about balance, you know, that foolish talk about balance, you now have one reservation about money. You can't really prosper if you think that way. Let me tell you, the only balance to prosperity is to be kingdom-minded. Because a man who is kingdom-minded has sold his heart to God. So nothing in his hand can drive him. A man who is kingdom-minded has his only allegiance to Jesus and his kingdom. So there is no amount of money that can make him compromise. So when a man is kingdom-minded, there is no telling how much God can put in his hands. That's the balance of prosperity. That's the balance of prosperity. No amount of money can shift your heart. So once you are kingdom-minded, there is no other balance about prosperity. Did somebody get that? You can be as wealthy as humans have never seen. And it's not the problem to God. I say this. The lack of money has done more evil than the presence of money. The reason for greed and corruption is the lack of money. The reason for greed and corruption is the lack of money. Listen. Poverty. What we have as corruption in our political arena is a clear manifestation of poverty, of the spirit of poverty. I've told you again and again, poverty has nothing to do with the absence of money. A man can be poor and have 10 billion naira in his account. He can be poor. Poverty is a disease of the mind that confesses inability. It's a disease of the mind. That doesn't believe in productivity, so he needs to steal and keep a lot, thinking that that is going to help him. That's the spirit of poverty at work. When you get into prosperity, the fear of lack is destroyed. That's the first thing. So you can give away everything you have and it doesn't touch you. Why? You have dealt with the fear of lack. There's an internal environment in your heart. Am I talking to someone this morning? Open your mind to prosperity. Have no reservation about financial prosperity. It is good. Okay. Let them for joy and be glad. That favor my righteous cause.
Let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. You put your name there. Can God have pleasure in something he's against? Talk to me. Can God have pleasure in something he's against? That means God is for your prosperity. 3 John chapter 2, we can put it up quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. That popular scripture. It says, ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. Maybe there's somebody here who is feeling deep. He said, no, pastor, that's talking about is speaking spiritually. You are wrong. That statement was made in the midst of financial transaction. Go and read it. In the midst of people that had given grace, in the midst of people that are sent to Paul of their substance. Do you understand? He's talking about finances and material increase. He said, you minister to my necessity. You sent. He said, there is this grace bestowed upon the churches of Macedonia, that in their deep poverty, they were liberal. They were liberal. They were liberal. They gave. They were willing to give even beyond what they had. They gave and gave and gave themselves. So that statement, the verse 9, is in the midst of financial and material transaction. Is somebody following me? The second part is this. You think Jesus was poor spiritually? You think so? He wasn't. That though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. Third John, very fast. Very fast. We need to run. Beloved, is he talking to you? I wish above all things. Above all things. Above all things. Note this. Meaning, this is a top priority desire. That you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So he's talking about the priority of prosperity. It begins from your soul, your health, your finances. Is somebody here? God's will for you is what? Prosperity. Listen, poverty is a scam. Poverty is demonic. Poverty is a distraction, sponsored from hell, propagated by ignorance. Never accept poverty. Never. Poverty is not God's creation. God and poor doesn't go together. Am I talking to someone in this church? Have a change of mind. Holiness and poverty don't go together. The Bible reveals clearly to us that it is possible to be holy and rich at the same time. It is possible to be righteous and rich. Righteousness and prosperity are combinable. Come on now. Integrity and prosperity are combinable. Proverbs says, yea, durable riches and righteousness are with me. That's wisdom talking. It says, I have durable riches. I have righteousness. Your mind has to be open to it. That is in the Bible that God promised, doesn't mean you see it. Open your mind to prosperity. Don't have apology about prosperity. Hallelujah. Number two. Thing I want you to note. Financial prosperity gives you a voice for impact. Gives you a voice for impact. That popular scripture in Ecclesiastes. Can we read it? Chapter 9. Is it? That was from verse 14. Is that okay? To 17. Can we read it? I say prosperity, financial prosperity gives you a voice for impact. There are different dimensions of prosperity. I'm talking about financial prosperity. Gives you a voice for impact. Look up at me, everyone. Look up at me, everyone. Money will make you an automatic opinion leader. You become an opinion leader. Never forget that. It doesn't matter whether you're last born or the smallest. Money. Hi. You know, thank God for the city of Jos. God's will and purpose for this land will be accomplished. You know, Jos doesn't have many places of... Okay, Jos is a conservative city. So you don't really see people lavishing money. If you enter cities where monies are on display, you will know that money is important. You know where in Jos everybody is conservative, you know, even people that have money, they don't show it and all that. You know that, number one, money makes you feel good. Number two, money gives you leverage to think of other things. Are you listening? The lack of it will create unnecessary discomfort, unnecessary stress. Hallelujah. So what's the second thing I said? Money gives you a voice. The voice of a poor church is not heard. A poor church cannot have a strong voice. A poor person cannot have a strong voice. I say money makes you an opinion leader. There was a little city and a few men within it. There came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwark against it. Next verse. And now there was found in it a poor wise man. And he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. No man remember that same poor man. Next verse. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, as mighty, as important as your wisdom is, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words not heard. He's talking, nobody is hearing. He is anointed, he's talking and talking and talking, nobody is hearing. He has word, he has insight, nobody is hearing. Let me tell you something. That you have what to say doesn't mean the world will hear you. You hear what I say? That you have what to sing doesn't mean the world will hear you. Guys, did you hear what I said? That you have what to say doesn't mean the world will hear you. That you have what to sing doesn't mean the world will hear you. I thought about that. Maybe one of these days I'll put the right up, or because it pains me. Listen, there's a time for reason, especially for music ministers. Let me tell you, if you're a music minister and you're your own, you are not serving any church, you will suffer for long. You can never write. Never. Put me anywhere. You can't. You can't. You try to do things yourself. You sell your album on the road, your struggling will continue. You have a nice voice, you keep suffering. Because that is not God's pattern. You rise as a music minister on the ground of sacrificial service. Go and study everybody whose voice is heard in music globally. They are under a strong pastoral and apostolic platform before they were released to the nation. And even with that, there is a place they call home. And not home by mouth. Their service, their track record of service is there. Don't go and be deceiving yourself. You can't lift yourself. Do you understand? You can't. No, who is on the scene in Nigeria today singing who has not had a rooted record in serving? None. 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 Not of a service that will touch you, that will make you humble. You can tell yourself, Kai, I sacrifice. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. I just have to drop that one very fast. Somebody called me to come and launch his album. I said, this is not how this thing works. All this album launch, it's not, that is not it. You are just saying, I want to be average. Hallelujah. Selah. Selah. So that you are talking doesn't mean somebody is hearing. Are you listening? Prosperity amplifies your voice. Number three, there is a warfare to your prosperity as a believer. There is a warfare to your prosperity as a believer. Because money in the hands of a God lover is a threat to the kingdom of darkness. There is a warfare to the prosperity of a believer. Because money in the hands of a God lover is a threat to the kingdom of darkness. This means you must be militant in your prosperity. You must be militant about your financial prosperity. Militant. Have you noticed that through scriptures, when God is talking about money, talking about wealth, serious wealth, he introduces himself as the Lord of hosts, meaning the Lord of the armies of heaven, Jehovah Sabaoth. He's saying, on this matter, I am ready for war. I'm ready for war. It's there. From Genesis 15, pull it up. You will see war. From Genesis, you read Genesis 15, when God, verse 14, when God spoke to Abraham about his seed that would be in a foreign land, and how that he would judge, look at this, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. That's war. What follow? And afterward, they shall come out with great substance. Afterwards, after the fight, and you saw what happened in Egypt, he killed their firstborn. And what happened? Prosperity followed. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 7 to 8. Habakkuk 2, there are a lot of scripture. I'll just show you a few. God, look at this. No, Haggai 2. All right. Look at this. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. He's talking about the prosperity of nations. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord. The glory that is prosperity. Saith the Lord of hosts. Lord of hosts. Lord Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the earth. I say there is a warfare to the prosperity of the believer. Satan is at work with his demons to ensure money doesn't get to your hand. You say, ah, but I get money. No, that's the money you have now, that's not what we're talking about. That one is maintenance. The one you have now is maintenance money. How much is 500,000 every month? That's maintenance. You say, ah, my salary. You don't understand prosperity. We're not talking about salary here. You can't prosper by salary. Settle it. Salary and slavery go together. Don't think salary is maintenance money. Don't be thinking of salary. Maintenance money. Real prosperity. Satan will fight it. What is the lesson here? You must be militant about your prosperity. Except you just want to have maintenance money. So no, me, I'm okay. My wife, my children. Doesn't really take much to train 3 children. That's why you're a wicked person. You are very wicked. You are very selfish. You don't love God. You just say it with your mouth. You know why? If you love God, the welfare of others become your concern. I hate to see Christians talking about, when they talk about prosperity, they themselves. That's selfishness. Who's talking about you? Selfishness. So the reason you want to be small is because the only person you think about is you. When you begin to think of others, you want money. Do you know how many people need their school fees paid? Do you know how many people need to be on scholarship? Do you know how many widows need to be fed? You say, give them salary every month. They don't need to know you. How many people are going, young ladies going to prostitution, sleeping with people they are not supposed to, just to raise money? To think only of yourself when we talk about money is to be selfish. God, listen, God's plan for financial prosperity is beyond you. So God wants to bless you, to make you a blessing. Every time they preach prosperity, think about that. That this is God talking about making me a blessing. Did you get that? So nobody is talking about you. We're talking about you being a channel of blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm bringing it hard, right? To love God is to want to prosper. To
To be a hypocrite is not to care. Because your vision is about, it's not really a vision, it's just ambition. About yourself, your wife, and your children. That's a small life. Say, that's not for me. That's not for me. See, this is what has happened to Europe. This is why you see a 70-year-old man dies in his room alone. 2 weeks, nobody knows, until the police comes, and then with mask, because they have decayed and unpacked it. An old man dies alone. They have to break the door. Why? A culture of selfishness was propagated years ago and is affecting them now. Families, they don't want to have children because they don't want distress. Some say, no, it's just family, me and my 2 children. The children will graduate, leave, marry, they don't even want to see you. Listen, when you live your life for others, it's impossible to be alone in your old age. It's impossible, trust me. It's impossible. It's impossible. Eh? You live your life impacting others, you can't be alone. People will always be around you. Glory to God. People will always be around you. People will always be around you. Hallelujah. The militant. No, go back to that Habakkuk. You saw silver and gold. Sorry, hey guy. Silver and gold. Go back there. Look at this. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Again, he said, the Lord of hosts. Go to Zechariah 1:17. So every time God is talking about the prosperity of his people, he introduces himself as a God of war. Now, I'm laying this foundation. It's like, if I can't finish today, no problem. But hold on to this foundation, because it will help you understand the prosperity message. It will help you be militant about the practices that bring prosperity. Because you know Satan is fighting real money from coming to your hand. He can allow maintenance money. But real money. Look at this. Crieth, saying, thus says the Lord of who? My city's true prosperity shall yet be spread, and shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. He introduces himself again as the Lord of hosts. No, look at what Pharaoh told the children of Israel. He says, oh, you want to go and serve your God? No problem. You can go. Go and serve God. But don't go with the cattle. Don't go with your wells. Oh, is somebody here? He said, go. That's the first level of negotiation. Where Satan wants to say, don't serve God and love God. Don't talk about prosperity. You hear? Don't talk about money. You hear? Just preach the gospel. Let people be saved. Don't talk about money. Moses told him, he says, we shall not leave not a hoof. Malagabaya kapaya. Because what will you use to serve God? Oh, is somebody here? You will use prosperity as an instrument of worship. Is somebody here? You use prosperity as a tool for serving God. As a Christian, you must understand this. Your prosperity is a tool for serving God. Sit down. Are you guys here? It's a tool for serving God. When you look upon the needed, the needy, with mercy, and give them alms, you are serving God. When you give to the gospel, you are serving God. Hallelujah. Number 4 or number 5 now. Alright. Number 4. Let me say this. On the earth, any agenda is propagated greatly by money. Any agenda. Never forget that. Any agenda. Occultic agenda. Religious agenda. Anything propagated by money. By money. Look around the world. You will agree. You will agree. It's propagated by money. That means without money, no movement can move. You saw Zechariah.
He says, true prosperity, my seed shall be spread abroad. You know, I saw something in the Bible years ago that touched me as a younger minister. It really touched me. You know why it touched me? I saw that Jesus used money to do ministry. That got my attention. The Bible said there were certain people that ministered to Jesus, ministered to him of their substance. In Luke chapter 18, I believe, 8. They ministered to him of their substance. Jesus used money to do ministry. I said the Son of God came and used money. He didn't just stand and say, appear. That's not God's preferred way of operation. And let me add this quickly. The kingdom of light is propagated by the prosperity of the children of God. Meaning, the gospel to the nations we are talking about. United Nations doesn't have budget for sponsoring the gospel. Oh. When was the last time United Nations sent money for missionaries? The governments of the world, they have no plans for the gospel. When we go to plant churches, do you write to government, we want to plant 10 churches in Kano and Bauchi? Give us allocation. Would they give you? Talk to me, somebody. Would they give us? No. Listen. A major reason God wants you to prosper and be very prosperous is so that you can give for the advancement of His kingdom. We're going to get into that. All right, so number five, there are laws that govern prosperity. That's what we'll go through it and talk. Is somebody excited here this morning? Please, don't let your face intimidate me because I'm talking about money. Can you smile? Amen. Don't let your face intimidate me. Are you not happy? Some of you is because when you go to church and they talk about money, they're about to collect your offering. Not here. You understand? Not here. Yes, we'll take offering. In fact, I'll raise partners in this service. Are you happy about that? But not all those come out, give testimony seed, give revelation seed. No, not that. Battle seed. Your Sunday, you do five offering. And then the people who are wise, you divide your money into five, but you are coming to church. Hallelujah. All those gimmicks, they don't work. Yes, God has a plan to prosper His work. And His plan is by prospering His people. Don't forget that. That's His plan. So your prosperity is intentional. God is prospering you so that you can give for His work. Is that okay? Hallelujah. There are principles, there are laws that govern prosperity. I'll just give you a few. Speak in tongues a little. Speak in tongues. In the overflow, speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Then my heart is open to receive this message and to walk in it. Glory. Excess is the signature of God. Meaning, when God is involved with your finances, there has to be excess. All right, there are laws that govern prosperity. And when we say there are laws, it means that the flow of covenant wealth is predictable. It means you can know that if I do this and this and this, this is going to happen. Now I'm holding this envelope, right? Holding the envelope. Are you aware of the law called the law of gravity? Who knows the law of gravity? What does it say? You can paraphrase. Whatever goes up must come down. I knew where you went to school. You went to evening school. Hallelujah. That's roadside definition of the law of gravity. Whatever goes up. All right, in this service, let's be on the roadside. Is that okay? All right, whatever goes up must come down. That's the law. So I'm about to throw this envelope up. Can you tell me what's going to happen when I throw it up? Talk to me now. Can you tell me? Do you need to fart? Do you need to be afraid that it will not come down? Do you need to be a prophet to know that it will come down? Do you need to fast and pray to know that it will come down? Do you need to beg God, oh Lord, as pastor throws this envelope, let it come down. Please disgrace the man of God. Let it come down. Do you need to do that? Why? A law sets in motion. Higher. It means you predict your prosperity. You can predict your prosperity without fear. Without fear. Without agitations. God has created this universe with laws and principles. And these laws and principles are God's justice system to ensure that everybody has equal opportunities. These laws and principles ensure that we can predict outcome. Is somebody talking to me? So let's do it now. I throw this up, happens. It comes down. You already knew before it happened. Can I get an amen? So you can know that you'll be a multi-millionaire in dollars. You can know. You can know. You can know that you will give millions out to the gospel. You can know that you will sponsor crusades in millions. You can know that you will build churches in millions. You can know that you will help orphans in hundreds of millions and billions. You can know. You can know. That you use hundreds of millions to build a hospital that gives free medical care. You can know. And can be sure without fear if you understand the laws. You're not afraid that the envelope wasn't coming down. You knew. It's somebody here. If there are laws to prosperity, it means the flow of covenant wealth is predictable. So I want you to listen in this service. I want you to listen. Listen and vow to be a doer of the few things I will share with you. Vow to be a doer. Are you not tired of being broke? Are you not tired of, you want to help but you can't? We say we are buying property, 30 million. Oh, pastor, I love you. You know, I love this work. You know my heart. I want us to have our own property. But right now, what do you have? 100,000. No, talk to me. If there was 200 million just like that in your account, and I call for 50 million to buy church property, will you not give? Tell me the truth. No, will you not give? Tell me now. Talk to me, church. Can you see? Prosperity helps you express your love for God. Is somebody here? This is important. Say, I refuse to be poor. And listen, these millions I'm calling, is not 10 years from now. It's not 5 years from now. It's not even 2 years from now. It's now. It's now. It's just your militant approach away. Militant approach. You know, God called me to do ministry full time on the pulpit. I studied medicine in school, but God told me to listen and do ministry full time. I have to be sure because I do not like begging. In fact, there's no dignity in begging. Have I ever stood here to tell you to give me money? Even though nothing is wrong, say, oh, we need house rent for pastor. We need a car for pastor. Can we just... Do you know nothing is wrong with it? If I call for a seed, won't you come and give me? If I say I need to pay, build my house, build the house, won't you do that? But you see, I have to ask God, how does this thing work? How does it work? Most of your pastor, most of the people were students. And nobody, in fact, that they are students is one. Number two, nobody signed that is going to be with you in ministry. Nobody signed a paper that, pastor, don't worry, as you enter into ministry, we'll be giving you. No. So you have to believe God. You have to be sure Entered full-time ministry. 6 months later, I declared wedding. If I entered into full-time ministry, 5 months later, we moved into this facility. Paying millions. We're paying $3.2 million for this whole thing. Listen. Because I knew that God's flow of money is predictable. Is somebody here? What's the first law? Are you ready for the laws now? The first law is the law of blood. The law of the blood. Money, blood. Serious money answers to blood. I'll just say two things. That number one, know that the root of your prosperity is the sacrifice of Jesus. That's the first thing. Number two, always connect the taking of communion to the flow of money to you. Oh, I thought I had people in church this morning. When you take communion, you know a lot of people take communion casually. Do not take communion casually. The first time communion was taken, there was wealth involved. There was wealth transfer. When blood was spilled and splashed everywhere in Goshen, money followed. Every time you take communion, be conscious of the flow. I know I'm talking to someone in this area. Some of you, you came here with you say you already had everything you need all through your life. Congratulations. 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 Well, if you are here and you know there is more financially, you know there are things you have to do, and you will listen to the things I'm saying, you will receive it. The law of the blood of Jesus has covered your prosperity. Number two, when you take communion, connect it to the flow of money. Is that okay? Break bread in your house. Don't wait for communion service. Break bread in your house. Take the cup of the covenant. Hallelujah. Second law, the law of total allegiance to Christ and His kingdom. The law of total allegiance to Christ and His kingdom. Matthew 6:33 says, put it up. Listen, if God has your heart, there's no amount of money your hand cannot handle. That's what he's saying. Settle it. That means you know that God owns you and owns the money. If he says, give half of it away, you give it away. Listen, if money still has a hold on you, you are not ready for serious prosperity. You say, Pastor, then what do I do? What do I do? Your allegiance to Christ and His kingdom. Tell yourself that it is kingdom first. It is God only. I seek first. Say, I seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things are added to me. You say, Pastor, where do I begin? Start giving. Even though I'm not talking about giving yet, one of the ways to increase your allegiance to Christ and His kingdom is to give to His work. Listen, the Bible says, where your treasure is, your heart is there also. He didn't say it the other way around, even if it's true. Hey, watch this, church. Jesus said, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. He didn't say, where your heart is, your treasure will be also. Mm-mm. That means anywhere you put your money, your heart will follow. When people say, how do I love God more? I say, give God your money all the time. You will love Him. Or am I talking this morning? How can I get more committed to church? Give money. Give your money. Your heart will follow. That's what the Bible says. That's what your Bible says. You cannot not like people you give to frequently. It's not possible. It's not possible. Somebody doesn't like you, you know they don't like you, and you are still giving them money, giving them, you keep liking them. Your heart will still be there. You know, there are people that don't, I told you, listen, if anybody walks away from you in relationship, don't stay there. Do you understand? Don't do all those, is coming back. Oh, is he going to come back? She's coming back. And then, his birthday, just pick your phone. And just say, hi, I just have to check on you. Happy birthday. You know you have not healed. You are, stop wasting those things. The Bible says God takes away the first that he may establish the second. So let him take away the first. Give him Isaac. Give her up as Isaac. Amen. Eh? Glory to God. If John leaves, there is second John. There is third John. Amen. My John is not remaining, there is Jude. Hallelujah. Hi. All the jokes I'm cracking, somebody is still looking like this. Should I sing for you? Smile, Jesus loves you. Brother, smile, Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Smile, Jesus loves you. Alright, okay. Hallelujah. Say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed? Total allegiance. Total allegiance to Christ and his kingdom. If you have large kingdom dreams, money must come to you. Most large kingdom dreams. Number three, the law of faith. The law of faith states that God is my source and there are no financial impossibilities. God is my source and there are no financial impossibilities. That talks about faith for finances. Faith for finances. Don't let the mention of money knock you out. There are people when you say 10 million, say 10 million, hey! Have faith for finances. Because God is your source. You tell yourself, I live according to God's pockets. Say it, I live according to God's pockets. The supply doesn't end. It doesn't end. So money is just figures. Figures. Don't let it knock you out. Have faith for finances. And how does the faith come? By the word of God. It begins by the seed of God's word. That means deliberately plant the seed of prosperity in your heart. I preach messages on Kingdom Prosperity campaign here. Get all of them. Sit down. They are free. Sit down with them and listen to them until faith for prosperity is birthed in your heart. Is that okay? Number four. Law number four. The law of seed time and harvest. The law of seed time and harvest is in Genesis chapter 8. The law of seed time and harvest. Prosperity is a harvest of seed sown. Write it down. Prosperity is a harvest of seed sown. Very important. The ultimate seed is Jesus that was buried. Hallelujah. But that gives you the legal right to prosperity. But getting the vital right to prosper, your own seed must enter the ground. Are you listening? A non-giver cannot prosper. Set to it. A non-giver cannot prosper. A non-giver cannot prosper. Have you ever heard of the Dead Sea? Who has heard of the Dead Sea? Why is it a Dead Sea? Who knows? He doesn't give out, only receives. Dead Sea! That means any believer who doesn't give out will be dead financially. It doesn't matter what is coming in. There's no life. A non-giver cannot prosper. Giving is important to prosperity. And the impact of giving is multidimensional. The money that comes back because you give is the least of the blessing. It's important. But the first thing that your giving does is to enlarge your capacity. You become bigger on the inside. You think your mind is limited about prosperity, start giving. When you give, the Bible says, the liberal soul shall be made fat. Suddenly you can believe for bigger things. Suddenly your vision is enlarged. The first major blessing of giving is enlarged capacity. So when God wants to increase your capacity for what he is bringing to you, he tells you to give something out. Oh God Almighty. He tells you to give something out. Listen, preachers did not invent this. It's in the Bible. The Lord sees them and harvest. You give. And the giving has impact on your heart. Listen, if your heart cannot carry anything, your hand cannot carry it. Your business can never move to 100 million naira annual profit if your heart has not carried it. Income, annual income cannot rise to 200 million if your heart cannot carry it. If it happens accidentally, it will disappear accidentally. Life is lived from the heart. And the fastest way to increase the capacity of your heart is giving. I know what I'm telling you. It's giving. I remember when I gave my first car out. Car became like points to me. Points. Did I have two cars before I gave it out? No. I had only one car. My Honda Wanda. That was years ago. I had that car as a copper. Green Honda Wanda. You know it. Oh, you were there. We drove to Abuja. You were the one that drove. We drove to Abuja. We called the pastor and gave him the papers and took public transport and came back. That's hard. But what I'm telling you, when you do things like that, you don't remain the same. Remember, I'm trying to connect this to the first thing I said. Be militant about your prosperity, because Satan fights real money from coming to you. So be militant with your giving. Be militant with practicing the law of seed time and harvest. Be militant. Kalabakaya. You know, I don't know whether it's months now. So I needed money to do things, and the money wasn't just coming. I have more money in my account. I just sent it to a man of God's account. Started speaking in tongues. The whole thing just transfer. So firstly, as I'm transferring this money somewhere, I need more money. I just prayed in the Holy Ghost. A man of God sent me a message. Good Lord, bless and honor you, and all that. The next day, somebody sent me x7. Next day. x7. The next day. This is like last month now. If I was on Shanice's birthday, I can't forget in the evening. I just saw Allah. Bam! Sabakai. Is somebody here? Satan. So you are wondering, what has the person been waiting for? And the person didn't have to send it. But a law was activated. Are you listening? Be militant. The law of seed time and harvest. Always ensure things are leaving you. Giving to the anointed, which is a major form of giving. Everybody look up at me. I know some of you will not like this. I'm not telling you what I don't do. I just give you one testimony now. Listen. Learn to give to the anointed. Practice it. Let it be a part of you. I'm a pastor too. But I give upwards. I give sideways. You understand? That means I give to those ahead of me. I give to those that are supposed to be like contemporaries. That my friends, I give. Because there's an anointing upon them. Are you following me? Time will not permit me today to show you scriptures. So don't criticize people that give to men of God. As all these men of God, they are collecting people's money. They have not collected your own yet. And you are talking, is it your money? You know, I remember back years back when in school, some people were saying, this man of God is saying must chop my money. I'll kick him to chop. So they say they are chopping money. They will chop. He must chop my money. It's a good chopping. Hallelujah. Learn to give to God's house. We are going to get it's another law together. Learn to give to the poor. Start from where you are. Hey,
dedicate maybe a service this year to talk about giving to the poor. God just taught me some new things. Almsgiving. Don't say I don't have. Take from the little you have and give. You may be a student, carry from your pocket money. Give to the needy. Carry 1,000, cook one food, pack it in somewhere and go and give somebody that you know doesn't have. You will see how fast your life will go. The Bible says, he that gives to the poor lends to the Lord. Imagine lending money to God. Wouldn't you like it? Hey, he that gives to the poor lends to the Lord. We have a financial policy for welfare. We have a special bank account in this ministry for welfare. But in fact, from what God was teaching me, as we are resuming office tomorrow, I'm reviewing the policy. Are you here? Give it. Those that cannot pay you, those in need. And listen, as you are doing that, don't think you are doing them a favor. In the back of your heart, know that you are doing yourself a favor. So you don't throw things to the poor. You don't just throw things out, but I take this thing. Don't do that. Give to them with honor, because they are valuable. And you can't judge them because of their present state. Is somebody following me? So don't throw things at people because they need it. I do not give money to the needy without putting it in an envelope. I don't do it. I package it as I'll package to give to my pastor and my mentors. Are you listening? I'm coming, carry the food. I'm carrying this food. I'll carry this food. There for you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Take the clothes to the laundry. The laundry that you use. Try clean the clothes. Package them. And keep them with honor. You're giving to another man. Whether you're giving to your pastor, giving to church, giving to the poor, giving to your parents, you are not doing them a favor. You are doing yourself a favor. That must be your understanding of giving. And I've said the other part, give to your parents. Give to your parents.
Is it but they have more money than I have? Does it make any difference? If they have more money than you have, that's the reason you should give to them. So that the blessing that is flowing to them can flow on you. You say, but I'm still a student. You see, you just limited God with your talk. Didn't you read of people who had to leave school because they had contracts in millions of dollars? Why can't it be you? Am I talking this morning? Send them recharge cards. Buy them things. Start from somewhere. Start from somewhere. They may not ask for it, but always remember to do. I'm amazed at how much my parents and our parents value recharge cards. I'm amazed. And I said, but this man has money. This guy, why? They thank you on 1,500 recharge card. Even if it's 200, they will appreciate it. Why? The thoughtfulness that you thought about them and sent them recharge card. I know you are learning something this morning. God bless you. Richard, are you following? Give to your parents. When you are around them, serve them. Serve them. When you are around them, serve them. Serve them. Serve them. Carry their bags. Iron their clothes. I still did that the last time. I went home. He carried the bag. If you are carrying water, you carry it. I don't say younger one come and carry. I'm looking for my own blessing. Do you understand? To serve. Carry their bags to the car. Ensure their cars are washed. When you are around them, ensure their clothes are washed. If they want to buy something, have money on you, give it. Except you don't have money on you. give until the money, when the money is finished,
no problem.
Can continue to buy. Do you understand? Be intentional about it. Honor your parents. It's connected to prosperity. Don't be a 21st century Christian. Do you understand? You know what I mean by that? Have sense.
Glory to God. Say, I receive sense. And listen, the Bible did not say there should be born again parents. Oh. The Bible did not say there should be born again parents. You may not agree as to the issue of Christianity, but you must honor them because they brought you forth. Do you understand? Because they brought you forth. You may have disagreement, Adsa and Made. Do you understand? You are very angry, but you are Adsa. Sir, I am angry with you, sir. Sagabaya. Ma, I am angry with you, ma. Don't treat my father like that. I'm angry with you, ma. Do you understand? With all due respect, ma. You are angry or you are boiling. Honor. No. Can I get an amen? Lord number 5. The law of kingdom investments. Kalabaya. The law of kingdom investment. That is the law with a 100-fold return. Very quickly, Matthew 19 verse 27. The law of kingdom investment. Now, many of you here know that we have a partnership program in the ministry. Let me see your hand. You know we have a partnership office. Let me stand here and see you. Please, can you, all over the whole building, the overflow, those I can see. You know we have a partnership program. Can I see your hand? Okay. Alright, great. You don't know we have a partnership program in this church. Can I just see your hand, please? You don't know, you are not aware of any partnership. Other people have to partner here. Alright. Okay. I almost gave it a third category. I'm not interested. Because I say, do you know a partnership program? Some people did not raise their hand. Do you not know a partnership program? Some people did not raise their hand. Hallelujah. I still love you. Jesus loves you. The law of kingdom investment. Have you put it up? Matthew. Matthew chapter 19. Verse 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Meaning, we have made sacrifices. For this is your gospel that you are preaching. Next verse. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye all shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the church tribes. You know, sometimes I plan to come and preach in Fune and then I forget. Eh? Is it good? And every man that hath forsaken houses and brethren and sisters and father and mother and wife, children, watch this, all lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundred assets. Shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Did you see that? When you study the one in St. Mark's Gospel, St. Luke's Gospel, you see, he used, anyone who has forsaken this, let this for my sake and for the gospel's sake. I think that's Mark's Gospel. Mike 10:29. He used for my name's sake. Kingdom investment. What do you mean by kingdom investment? Let me define it. It is not your offering on Sunday or your tithe on Sunday. That's good. That's level one. I'm talking about partnering. I said something maybe the second day of the camp meeting. In the Old Testament, oh, look at this. This was like, for my sake and the gospel's. I think we need to read this. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you,
There is no man that has left house, brethren, sister, father, mother, wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's sake. So it's talking about giving for the gospel's sake. It's a law, kingdom investment. And it's beyond offering. It's a commitment to give to the propagation of the gospel. Now, guys, let me explain what I mean. You cannot say, what is... So what do they use offering and tithe on Sunday for? It's for maintaining the temple. Listen, in the Old Testament, do you know they gave tithe in the Old Testament? Who knows? Did you know that they gave offerings in the Old Testament? You think we have offering now? There's no offering. We are being nice. In the Old Testament, you read the levels of offering. You shall. Thou shalt bring your wave offering. Thou shalt bring your acceptance offering. Your goodwill offering. Come on now. Your first fruit offering. Your harvest offering. How many of you see that in the Bible? So there was tithe in the Old Testament. There were offerings, too many offerings in the Old Testament. Watch this. But listen, in the Old Testament, all they had to do was to maintain the temple. But in the New Testament, I want you to follow me. In the New Testament, there's an assignment to take the gospel to the nations. There's an instruction, take the gospel to the nations. And yet we still have the temple to maintain, so that people are raised, people are taught. Who is somebody here? For a church to really get involved in taking the gospel, there has to be another financial system apart from tithe and offering. That's the truth. That's why you notice that a lot of ministries have partnership. Amen. Have I made myself clear? Do you understand that now? So there are things you forsake for the gospel's sake. What we get around the church and do things here and there and all that, but want to stretch and do bigger things, there has to be a system where God's children that the ministry has been a blessing to will say every month, it could be every week for those who get weekly income, every month, this is what I set aside as my gospel offering. This is why we talk of partnership. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is somebody here? Has this ministry been a blessing to you? Do you want others to hear what you're hearing? Do you want us to be able to do more at this level? This is why we talk about partnership. Since this year we've been quiet about it, but a few persons have been consistent with their partnership. So we're going to renew our partnership. Now, some of you are already partners. Okay, some of you already know, some of you don't know. It is very optional. Okay, but it is important. Listen, if you know me, I don't force people to do things. Except you are not born again. If you are not born again, no problem. But for someone who is born again, you can make a commitment, a financial commitment. But every month, this is what I give. I'm talking about the law of kingdom investment. This is what I do. I give as partnership. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. And then through that we can go on radio station, plant churches, support missionaries, strengthen our outreach effort. It's important. Hallelujah. And there's a hundredfold blessing to it. Hundredfold is not 100%. 10,000%. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your hands toward heaven. Just be seated. I say, Father, thank you for your word. And tell him, Lord, I've made a commitment to be militant prosperity. I've made a commitment to be militant with my prosperity. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, let me mention the last law before we take the partnership and then we close. It's called the law of diligence. Laziness and poverty go together. Laziness and poverty go together. The law of diligence. To be diligent means to be quick, to be apt, to be skillful, to be consistent. That's what it means to be diligent. Listen, make a decision from this service. I've waved laziness, bye-bye. Some of you sleep too much. You have the gift, the grace to write, but you are not writing because you are sleeping too much. The Bible says a little sleep, a little slumber. A little folding of the arms. He says, so shall poverty come. As an armed man, as a robber. Say, I'll be diligent. Proverbs says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. The thoughts of the diligent tends to plenteousness. Be diligent. Be quick with what you do. Don't be slow. Write proposal. It's 2 weeks you have not written the proposal. Hey, can you supply this thing for us? You really sew very nicely. Can we have samples? 1 month, you have not sewn one to give to them. One of the definitions of diligence is to be quick. Quick. Apt. Quick! The world is moving very fast. To be skillful. Is that okay? So with the truth, the spiritual laws we share, and with diligence, you have to prosper. Say, prosperity is mine. I walk in prosperity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you excited about this? Celebrate God. Celebrate God. Celebrate God. Malakun Shepura Basata. Speak in tongues right where you are. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name. We adore you. We bless you. What a good God you are. What a great King you are. What an amazing Savior you are. We love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you all be on your feet? Hallelujah. You have won the victory. To bring the service to a close, the Lord has been mighty in our midst these 4 days. Maybe you are here today, is your first time in this conference. A lot has been happening, but it's not too late to partake. Right where you are,
The Lord is going to touch you. I don't know what you came here with as expectations. Some of you here came with urgent needs. Don't pretend about it. You can pretend to others, but not to God. I want you to open your mouth in the next 2 minutes and talk to the Lord about your needs, about your heart desires. Can you do that? If you pretend before God, then I don't know what hope you have. Can you in this place open up your mouth and say, Father, I'm here before you. This is it. This is it. This is it. Just open your mouth and pray in this place. Just talk to the Lord, concentrate on Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please look up at me, everyone. I know it's a Sunday afternoon. You're thinking of Sunday rise. How the day is going to be. I always like to say, I assure you, I can bet with you. If you live here now, most of you are either going to gist, going to watch movie, going to eat and relax. That's the truth. That's the truth. So please, can we maximize the time we have, the few minutes we have? The Bible says the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of the righteous makes tremendous power available, dynamic in his working. That means the prayer that moves God has to be earnest. Don't pray with distraction. The reason why many Christians are stagnated is because even with God, they are forming. You understand? You can form for people, but do you want to form with God? You have issues, you have challenges. Why are you forming? Oh, you are praying. If you are God, will you answer yourself? Put some honor and reverence to the prayer. Do you understand? It's God you are talking to, not your junior brother. Is that okay? In this house, we reverence God. For those of you that are here, we reverence God. We reverence God. Can we put an attitude of reverence, concentration, focus, and seriousness? This is not an amusement park. And seriousness to the prayer. It may not be your own need, but it may be somebody around you who needs something, who needs a breakthrough, who needs to make progress. You said, I pray before, pray again. This atmosphere is different. Can you lift up your voice and talk to the Lord in this house this morning? Jaka pata kaproke posa. Hey, maya la 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 bosa na 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 na.
Yelele bosa na 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 na. Jakapato si japata. Jakapata kaprokepos. Hey, malaka prakos. Japate kopa. Piate kepa. Iate kepate. Rate pate. Rake pate. Rate patia. Rate kepa. Siate balanabaya. Talk to God. Pour your heart out. Seke pate. Silia lege banana na 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 na. Silia deke banana.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift your hands toward heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, the children have presented their petition. They have asked. Oh boy, I feel the anointing of me. I feel the anointing of me. Can you put your attention here? Can you? You know, when you are distracted and you are thinking of house, it affects the best in preaching because I can pick it in the spirit. Can you forget about your lunch this afternoon and concentrate on the presence of Jesus for a few more minutes? Lift your hands toward heaven. Keep the tongues in your mouth. Speak in tongues under your breath. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the glory of your presence. You are the God that answers prayers. You are the God that hears the voice of your people. You are the miracle working God. You are the healer. You are the supplier. You are the provider. Father, for every need, every request, every declaration made this morning, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that they receive speedy answers. That they receive speedy answers. That they receive speedy answers. In the name of Jesus. Lord, every expectation that has been brought for Ayala, that has been brought forth this morning by your people, marital expectations, family life expectations, financial expectations, their spiritual life expectations, career expectations, business expectations, academic expectations, ministry expectations. Father, I decree that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, those expectations are turned to testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit through this camp meeting. We thank you for touching every one of us. We thank you for touching our lives. We thank you for touching our homes. We thank you for touching our businesses. We thank you for touching everything that has to do with us. We are forever grateful. In the name of Jesus. I come against stagnation. I come against stagnation. I come against stagnation. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I give you a push forward. I give you a push forward. In the name of Jesus. The chains of stagnation are broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus. From this service this morning, you are making unhindered progress. From this service this morning, you have become unstoppable. From this service this morning, you are making progress rapidly. In the name of Jesus. The world around you would take note of your progress. The world around you would take note of your progress. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, everyone who feels stuck in this place, that feeling of, Lord, I am stuck, I declare that your light is shining in that darkness. Your light is shining in that darkness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I command the release of long-standing and hanging opportunities. Oh, long-standing and hanging opportunities. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for a fresh fire upon our prayer lives. Thank you for a fresh fire upon our prayer lives. Thank you for a fresh fire upon our prayer lives. The prayer altar of everyone here, thank you for fresh fire. Thank you for lukewarmness has been overtaken by your fire. Thank you, blessed Father. We give you the praise. Brothers and sisters, bow your heads, close your eyes. Everyone all over this building, all over the overflow, you are here and you have not given your life to Jesus. You have not made Jesus your Lord and your Savior. There's no better time than now. I want to pray for you. I'll pray that prayer and then I'll speak words over your finances, and then we'll just dance and celebrate God and thank Him with our substance if you can. Hallelujah. And then we go. You are here this morning, right where you are. Can you just raise your hand? You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. This is not to parade you as a worse sinner. Some of us were worse than you. But it's for you to take a bold step to acknowledge the lordship of Jesus in your life. Right where you are, can you just lift your hand? You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be born again. I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. I'm tired of the way I'm living. Right where you are, can you just lift your hand? Right where you are, just lift your hand and I'll pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just lift it high in the overflow. If there's anyone there, just let me know. Just lift it high. Just lift it high. God bless you, my brother over there. God bless you. God bless you. All heads bowed. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. If you are waiting, we are waiting for you. Lift your hand up right where you are. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please, can you just take a bold step of faith and come forward? I'll just pray for you briefly. Those of you that raise your hand, just come out to the front. Come out to the front. Jesus loves you. You are rededicating your life to Christ. You are saying, I love Jesus. I want Him in my life. Just come out. God bless you, my dear brother. Just bless you, my dear sister. Jesus loves you more than you know. God bless you, dear. God bless you. 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 Father, we thank you. You can stand. Don't worry. You can stand. You can stand. Father, we thank you. Bring your hand. Father, we thank you. What a precious moment. Those of you in front, my precious sister, my precious brother, the Bible says all you need to be saved, to have your sins forgiven, to be restored to God, is to believe and to confess that it is that powerful. I want you to say this prayer after me and mean everything from your heart. Say, dear God, I believe that you love me. I want you to say it out loud. It's important. Can we join them to say it, to encourage them? Say, dear God, I believe that you love me. I'm tired of living without you. Today, I come to you, believing that Jesus is your Son. He died for my sins. He was raised for my justification. Today, I confess that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. I receive forgiveness of sins. I receive eternal life into my heart. I'm a new man. From today, all things are passed away. Everything has become new. I'm saved. I'm born again. To the glory of your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these precious people. Let your fire rest upon them. Feed them with your spirits. They will not go back. They will grow and be established in the faith. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Just follow. Just a moment. Just a moment. Just follow that young man. He will talk to you. Then you join the service. God bless you. God bless. Hallelujah. Can you celebrate God? Hallelujah. everybody doesn't need to believe, but for those that will believe, you will see. We have seen it here. Money will find its way to your hands. Financial opportunities are finding their way to you. Can I speak prosperity upon you? I want you to believe. I had a vision. Let me share this with you. I had a vision that 2 years ago now. I've shared it here before and I'm sharing it again. I was in a vision of the night. And a brother who used to come to this church, he has relocated now, came and gave me bundles of money. Bundles. He gave me, say, Pastor, this for you. I talk. I said, thank you. The Lord bless you. He brought more money. I said, yeah, but he just gave me. He said, no, have more. And he gave me. And then my friend, Prophet Jamfa, was standing there in the vision. And then he brought out dollars. He's a man of God. Somebody gave me dollars. And I want to give you. Or the Lord told me to give you. Something like that. And then he counted 12 dollar bills. 12. I didn't assume. He counted in the vision. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 11, 12. And then he gave it to me. He said, this is for you, sir. 12. And I was wondering, what manner of thing is this? I said, it's not imagination. I was sleeping. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, 12 is the number of government. I have given you financial governance. I have given you authority over money. Freely you have received. Freely give. So everywhere I go and I speak first to people in this manner, and they believe, people have dramatic turnaround in their finances. The first thing that begins to happen is that their capacity increases. If 1 million was looking big before, suddenly looks small. If 10 million was looking big before, suddenly looks small. Lift your hands up. Freely I have received. Freely I have received. Freely I have received. I'm not talking about money for maintenance. Serious money. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lekopati sashtepata. Hey, shakapaliato pasata. Jeke patesa. Lekopatela toskapa. Shagabales. Jepayash. Litopateas. Lekopate. Jeketolatias. Jepayadadalias. Leotepas. Leia de palatas, Leia de palata. I break the hold of lack of poverty in the name of Jesus. Over your life, the days of financial scarcity are over. In the name of Jesus, I announce to you, welcome to a new day of prosperity. Welcome to a new day of prosperity. Welcome to a new day of abundance. Welcome to a new day of plenty. In the name of Jesus, I release upon you great financial opportunities. For some of you to be contrast opportunities, career opportunities. For some of you to be raw financial favor. Lift your hands in the name that is above every other name. I change your financial status. I change your financial status. I change your financial status. In the name of Jesus, may God enlarge your capacity. May God enlarge your capacity. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't know how many of you are angry with lack and poverty this morning. I told you about being militant. And I want you to receive this prophetic word militantly. God told me that this service this morning is for prosperity. Every limitation in your mind, every mental limitation that has kept you in smallness, that has kept you in smallness, that has kept you in smallness. Lakatosa, Jekepo, Litopasida, Litakoskepa, Litoposeta,
I challenge those mindset this morning. In the name of Jesus, I declare your mind is open to prosper. Your mind is open to prosper. Your mind is open to abundance. In the name of Jesus. Wealth that no government or salary can ever give you. Enter into it this morning. I say enter into it this morning. In the name of Jesus. Begin to prosper. Continue to prosper. Continue to prosper. Until you become very prosperous. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I prophesy to you this morning. The wealth of the Gentiles. The riches of the wicked. The heaps, the monies that they have heaped. Lekopatayakatas. Likotobabayata. That those monies are finding their way to your hands. I said monies are finding their way to your heads. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. The Bible says to the wicked, God has given the job, the toil of gathering, so that the just can inherit. I speak to someone this afternoon who believes that you are inheriting prosperity. You are inheriting laid up wealth. In the name of Jesus. Some of you people you do not even know. They will start willing their wealth to you. They will put you on their will. Hi. In the name of Jesus. They will put you on their will. They will put you on their will. They will put you on their will. The man, hey, call that man for me, sir. The man that dropped. Call him for me. Shagabalakaba. You are the one that prophesied to that day. You know, I almost said it. That I saw politics written upon you. You know, I kept talking about people gathering and under their skin. I didn't know until I saw your testimony. And as you were going, the Lord spoke to me that the monies you required. The monies you required. The monies you required. The resources. For the Lord will begin to touch the hearts of people. The Lord begin to prompt the heart of people. Just like in those days, the Bible says the king could not sleep. He said, bring the book of remembrance. Certain people will not be able to sleep. Until they say, Kai, we need to help this man. We need to help this man. We need to help this man. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Help us and release for you. Executors and performers of God's counsel. The Bible says God calls a ravenous bird from the east. The man that performs his counsel from a far country. I release to you performers of God's counsel. For your life and destiny in this season. They are coming to you now. They are waiting and they are coming to you. In the name of Jesus. Some of them are out of this country. I'm seeing some of them in America. They begin to call you and say, hey, we heard about this. What can we do? What can we do? Zagabaliates. Shakapaliata. Celebosa. Jesus. Malakapas. Kiatoposa. Sir, the Lord will use you in that political arena. The Lord will use you. Have no fears. Lekapotosisha tekepata. The resources, everybody here, the resources you need, the monies you need for that next phase of your life, for that thing to shift to another level. Now I'm praying for finances for shifts. You know, some of you know you are, some of you is ministry, business, your church, your business. Or, you know, if you can inject this money, this will happen. That's the money I'm praying for. Who is that person? Lift your hand. You know the amount of money you need. Father, in the name of Jesus, the ministry of helpers, for every hand lifted, for business, for career, for pulpit ministry, that amount of money they require, so we inject into their fellowship, their church, their business, their career, their home, to see that next level of results. Shebiatos. Lepatias, Herubatata,
Zelemamitas Shobotali Likwati Kwatila Lepo. I summon the angels of prosperity. I call on the angels of money Lepatebosata to minister to you what you need. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No more empty hands. Heya Shalabaya. No more empty hands. No more empty hands. The Lord just spoke to me. He said, tell them no more empty hands. No more empty hands. No more empty hands. No more empty hands. In the name of Jesus. Shagabalades. Surabatilas. Oh, there's such an anointing here. There's no time for me to lay hands on everybody. No more empty hands. No more empty hands. For some of you, the lack, listen, reduce the volume a little. The lack you are facing is not because you are not hardworking. It's not because opportunities have not come, but because of demonic manipulations. I'm about to address that. You sow your seeds, you serve in the house of God, you give to the prophet, but it's as though things have not moved. Lapas e pratilas. Seliapo, lift your hands. Sebayas. Shebadilas. Likapatos. Every demonic impedance, every demonic manipulation over your money, over the flow of resources to your hands, over the flow of finances to your hands, Ajebades, Ilakwadigas, Leosh Epa, Lekopoto, Jekedoba. The limitations are broken in the name of Jesus. I cause those manipulations to cease now in the name of Jesus. No devil will stop money from flowing to you. No devil. No devil will stop money from flowing to you in the name of Jesus. The impedance is taken away. The hindrances are removed in the name of the Lord Jesus. You begin to see the flow of resources. No more empty hands. That's the word. The wise one among you will carry that word home. No more empty hands. No more empty hands. You say, my hands are always full of heaven's resources. My hands are always full of financial abundance. I have so much more and more to give. No more empty hands. No more empty hands. Millions have become like thousands. Daya! Millions have become like thousands. Millions have become like thousands. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. There's somebody here. Listen to me carefully. There's somebody here. You had a dream. Somebody took something from you. Like money or like person, you handed it to someone. And from then, it was as though they announced that money should stop coming to you. Come on. Who is the person? Just wait. I saw somebody. You had a dream. Somebody collected something from you. And you can't explain the scarcity. Hey, you see, come and stand here. You can't explain the scarcity. Ligo a practice ushtepaya. Lido a pass. A patulas a pa. Semiato kapa. Likapoto sepa. That manipulation stops today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we return likapa. That which was taken is recovered. In the name of Jesus. And that which they put on you, the lack, the scarcity, has gone back to them. Jesus. 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 Shagabas. Shagados. Restoration. Restoration. I break the demon. I'm seeing demonic manipulation. Witchcraft manipulations. Shabatas. I send fire to the root of this affliction and manipulations. Now, freedom. Leave her, on the ground. Freedom. That thing is restored. That thing is restored. In the name of the Lord Jesus. From today, there's a difference, man. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There's a difference. In the name of Jesus, I open the gates of the wealth of this land to you. I see Abuja. Malarabaya. For the major thought, the Lord will open a door there for you. See at the Spirit of God. In that capital city, the Lord will open a major door there for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's done. Remember to share your testimony, man. It's done. Oh, how many weeks? This child is bringing favor. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for this precious one. On the inside. He's coming, he's safe. And smooth. No stress at all. The blood pressure is normal. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Sir, you had a dream too. Talking about something from the past.
Yes.
Okay, when was that?
3 days.
And you saw it affected your finances later. Can I pray for you, sir? Bring your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the bondage is broken. The manipulation is over. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that which has been withheld is released. In the name of Jesus, that which has been withheld is released. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing something withheld and I'm seeing it released. I'm seeing monies withheld and I'm seeing them released. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Sir, can I pray for you? Your eyes, this eye, there's a problem with this. Yes, I can see that. Lift your hands. Do you believe Jesus can heal you? Lift your two hands up. Lord, touch these eyes. Give it light. In the name of Jesus Christ, give it light. Give it light. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
How was the visibility of it? Or can you see the videos coming? Okay.
Better than before.
Now,
yes, sir. There is an improvement.
Can you see this?
Yes, sir.
How many? How many fingers?
1, 2.
Are you happy? Give the Lord praise. Amazing. I know your children. I know all of them. I don't know how I didn't connect. Lado, this is your dad. You didn't tell me. Congratulations, sir. Hanging monies are released. Government-owned monies are released. I don't know if that makes sense. Actually, that was what I heard. Eh? That was what I heard, though. I was just saying because I don't know you and all that. I heard hanging monies. With institutions are released. I don't know anything about it, but I just want you to confirm so that people can. Is there anything? Does it make sense, sir? Okay.
Of 10 million.
Okay, say
and it has been almost four years now.
Contract money.
Yes.
Of over 10 million.
Yes.
Almost 4 years.
Yes.
That has not been paid you.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, I kept seeing hanging monies. How many of you heard it? I say hanging monies are, you know, I was just being careful. Government institution, I saw an institution owing the money. You know, I was saying hanging monies are released. Hanging monies are released. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we join our faith. Nothing is impossible for God, sir. Everybody involved will come under serious pressure. So go back there again and tell them to give you your money. Because the word of the Lord has gone forth. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this mighty miracle. Mighty miracle of release. In the name of Jesus. Sir, go back there and ask them to give you the money. That is time. And be bold about it. Because the word of the Lord has gone forth. I didn't know. Did you ever tell me? I didn't know about this. Glory to God. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. You also had in a dream, somebody, I'll just pray for you briefly. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, there's restoration. I command supernatural restoration. Labekon zepataya satara. Of what is taken in the name of Jesus. And I lift the embargo of finances. The embargo of job. Which one of you is looking for job? Who's looking for job? I'm seeing job. Okay, contracts, yes. I'm seeing government job. I'm seeing somebody looking for job. Government job. Somebody applied. The person around here. Because that's what I just picked. You applied for contract. The doors are open. In the name of Jesus. So where do you work? Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus, it's done. Now, who is around here that has applied for a job? Around here, I just picked. Around here. Somebody else, come. Your job has been given you. But somebody else, who is around here? Around here like this. Here, bring your hand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Between now and October ending. October is the month. It can happen before then, but it can exceed it. October Zebalaba is yours. I want to give you a partition. I want to give you fire. Lift your hands. Zabayagada. In the name of Jesus. Oh, is it jobs? I wanted people standing. Okay. God is going to give you. We have seen it happen. There was a week that, is it five jobs or so? How many of you remember? Bank jobs, oil company jobs are flowing everywhere. Hallelujah. Just decide which one you want. I'll give you a handshake and tell you, congratulations, it is done. You will shout, amen. And then it is done. Is that okay? Okay, you had a dream, somebody took it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you was this morning. That's fresh. Bring your hand. Sevatola Bokoskata. It is freshly returned. In the name of Jesus. And you walk in prosperity. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Alright, is it jobs now? Alright, I'll give you a handshake. Say it is done. It is yours. You shout amen and receive. Amen, I receive. Amen. The rest will be explosions of testimonies. Is that okay? You want job too? All right. For your brother. Okay. Just hold on. I want you, attitude of prayer is not normal handshake. So be speaking in tongues. I'll touch your hand. Your eyes may even be closed. I'll just touch your hand. In the name of Jesus, it's done. Take it. In the name of Jesus, it's done. Take it. In the name of Jesus, it's yours. Take it. In the name of Jesus, it's yours. Take it. In the name of Jesus, is yours. Take it. In the name of Jesus, is yours. Take it. In the name of Jesus, is yours. Take it. In the name of Jesus, is yours. Take it. In the name of Jesus, is yours. Take it. In the name of Jesus, is yours. Take it. In the name of Jesus, take is yours. The job is yours, dear. Take. The job is yours, man. Take. The job is yours. 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 Take. 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 Take.
name of Jesus. Take in the name of Jesus. My is yours. That which you are looking for is yours. I'm permanently yours. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you give the Lord a shout? Oh boy. What a service. What a camp meeting. How many of you are excited here? I feel like scattering this whole place with dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. We will close. Okay. You want me to pray for you?
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.